Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Sunday, February 11th. This is the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer filling in for Alex tonight. An honor and a pleasure to be here. Of course, we do have some original content from Alex. He was just in studio recording. And so you can look out for some fresh Alex Jones news coverage, of course, exclusively at band.video. Now, I intend on spending the entire 2 hours of the show taking your phone calls on what was just an epic news week, to say the least. And so any of these topics of conversation are fair game. I would say the Supreme Court decision or the Supreme Court hearing when it came to removing Donald Trump from the ballot, I went into that thinking it was going to go 5-4, either for Donald Trump or against Donald Trump. Those were the two outcomes I saw, was either 5-4 for Donald Trump or 5-4 against Donald Trump. Now I think it's either going to be 9-0 for Donald Trump or 5-4 for Donald Trump. So if you want to weigh in on the Supreme Court hearing, if you want to weigh in on Joe Biden in the Department of Justice special counsel report, yes, technically he committed three crimes, but we're not going to take him to trial. We're not going to charge him because he's too mentally incompetent, mentally unfit to stand trial. And then, of course, Biden giving a press conference later that night in the middle of the Tucker Carlson interview, probably by design. They figured, let's just roll Joe Biden out there while everybody's watching Tucker Carlson and Vladimir Putin. And that way nobody will see Joe claiming he didn't commit crimes, even though he did, and then claiming he's mentally fit, even though he proved otherwise, even in that short little 15-minute press conference, thinking Mexico was in the Middle East and referring to President El-Sisi as Chichi. So that's fair game. The Tucker Carlson-Vladimir Putin interview, also fair game as well. And then even the Alex Jones Show on Friday, I think, was noteworthy. A discussion with David Icke, Alex Jones kind of moderating, also chiming in, and then I guess what is now being referred to as the fake Elon Musk's or an Elon Musk AI program, who's now extremely popular on X and doing spaces all the time after that. Adrian Dittman. Is it Elon Musk? Is it an Elon Musk impersonator? Is it an Elon Musk AI? I don't know. Nonetheless, that was a very interesting conversation. So you can respond to that, the issue of transhumanism. Is it inherently evil? Is it inevitable? So these are really four juicy topics. Four juicy topics for a two-hour transmission. Now, we have a lot of radio stations that pick us up on the other side of this break, so I will hit the reset button and wait to give out the phone number after we reintroduce this subject for discussion. But I think when you kind of draw back and you say, well, what are the cultural implications or political implications as far as the layperson is concerned? Well, Tucker Carlson is a traitor for interviewing Vladimir Putin. But Barbara Walters can do it, and Charlie Rose can do it, and NBC can do it, and CNN can try to do it but get rejected because Putin doesn't do interviews with fake news. But Carlson's the traitor. And now the rumors are, and again, I'm not confirming or denying this. These are just rumors. I was hoping this would be the case, and I don't know why Carlson wouldn't do it. But now the rumors are he's also going to be interviewing Tara Reid, the Joe Biden rape accuser, and also Edward Snowden. Now, that seems like the obvious thing for him to do, but now the rumors are that is exactly what's going to happen.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
Well, as I'm sitting here, Joe Biden or his handlers are putting out press releases saying how important Ukraine is. Ukraine, Ukraine, Ukraine. And Biden made statements over the weekend basically saying we're criminals if we don't give endless money and military support for Ukraine. Because, you know, that's the big thing, not the southern border where we have an invasion ongoing and illegal immigrants pouring in by the millions, many of them violent criminals. Many of them come here and commit violent crimes, including murder and rape. They are taking over some of our major metropolitan areas like Chicago and New York City and Boston. But no, Ukraine. Joe Biden says Ukraine is the biggest issue right now. Thank you, Joe. I'm not sure Joe Biden could find Ukraine on a map. I'm not sure if his staff could find Ukraine on a map. But yet, they know that's the biggest issue. Boy, do they. Now, ladies and gentlemen, here on this Sunday, February 11th, Alex Jones Show transmission, Owen Shore filling in for Alex, an honor, a pleasure to be here with you. We are going to be doing 2 hours of phone calls. And here are the topics. I'm going to lay out the topics, and then I'm going to give out the phone line. We're going to talk about Joe Biden with the special counsel report saying that he did, in technicality, commit 3 crimes, illegally taking classified information, illegally storing classified information, and then illegally sharing classified information with unauthorized individuals. That was in the report, but he's too mentally unfit to stand trial, according to special counsel Robert Hur. And I've seen a lot of the commentary on this. And we can sit here and be upset that Joe Biden is above the law, but we've already known that. So what are the real implications now of the country, the American voters, seeing, oh, here's what they're going after Trump for. He didn't commit the crime, and he's protected by the Presidential Records Act, and there's precedent with Bill Clinton and Judge Amy Berman Jackson. So Trump is not guilty, didn't commit the crime. Joe Biden is guilty, did commit the crime, wasn't the president at the time. And yet he's not going to face charges. Well, that shows the double standard. Then there's the issue of Joe Biden clearly being mentally unfit. And now this special counsel report admits that. Then Joe Biden goes up and does a press conference for 15 minutes, fumbles and bumbles and slurs through the whole thing, claims he's innocent, attacks the special counsel for attacking his mental inabilities or problems, and in the process, stumbles and fumbles once more, thinking Mexico is in the Middle East, and other slurs and other forgets and just bad moments for Joe. So we can talk about that. All of that was going on while the Tucker Carlson, Vladimir Putin interview was happening. We've had some time to kind of sit on that. If you want to call in on that, that's fair game as well. Donald Trump Donald Trump's case to stay or be taken off the ballot was heard at the Supreme Court this week as well. I'd say overall it went well for Donald Trump. I was originally believing that it was going to go 5-4 to keep Trump on the ballot or 5-4 to remove Trump from the ballot or that they could remove Trump from the ballot. Now I believe it's either going to be 9-0 Trump stays on the ballot or 5-4 Trump stays on the ballot. So you can comment on that as well. Now, if you didn't hear the Alex Jones Show on Friday, we're going to give you another opportunity to tonight, after the conclusion of this transmission for Sunday Night Live, we're going to re-air Alex Jones, David Icke, and then the fake Elon Musk or Elon Musk's burner or the Elon Musk impersonator or the Elon Musk AI account, whatever it is. It was an interesting conversation, very thought-provoking, very animated, and so we're going to air that in its entirety for Sunday Night Live, and we've edited it up nicely so that it fits in the segments, and you don't have to go find it on band.video. So all of that is fair game to call in. That's what I'm looking for tonight, for you to call in on any of those issues. So Biden and Ukraine, or you could even see Israel. It's the same difference. It's just never-ending funding for wars overseas. While the border's wide open and other issues we have, Biden found guilty of crimes, won't be charged, mentally unfit for trial. Donald Trump, Supreme Court hearing, on the ballot, off the ballot. Vladimir Putin, Tucker Carlson, and then the debate of transhumanism. Is it inherently evil? Is it inevitable? All of those topics are fair game for you to call in. And so, without further ado, let's give out the phone number. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. You can see it right there on the board. My guess is that the lines are going to be filled up here in a matter of seconds. So when you hear somebody hang up, that's your opportunity to try to get on the board. And I'm going to try to get through as many calls as possible. I'll probably even look at the clock and be giving each caller about 2 or so minutes. We may go over, we may go under, but I'm going to be looking at about 2 minutes per caller. And so that's how we'll handle it, to get as many calls in as possible on this evening. 877-789-2539. So there you go. We're about to kick off this Sunday edition of the Alex Jones Show. Looking forward to hearing from you. Now, in the meantime, while we get these callers up and on the board, everything we do here is brought to you by you shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. And in fact, before I even came in to host the show, Alex was doing a recorded interview here live in studio with Brett Weinstein. You can find that at band.video and InfoWars.com. But the great crew that we have here, the great team of writers that we have here, people in customer support, and everything that makes InfoWars work, it's all made possible when you shop at InfoWarsStore.com, and we sell great products there to make it easy on you. I mean, we have necessities at InfoWarsStore.com. So I can tell you about all the great supplements. I'm a product of the products at InfoWarsStore.com, but we have necessities. I hope you're filtering your water. That's a necessity. Not drinking the fluoridated, poisoned tap water. There was just a documentary that came out how the government knew it was a neurotoxin when they put it in the water. So they're putting the poison in the water, the poison fluoride in the water, and then most Americans are drinking the tap water. They don't even know any better. Get yourself a water filter. We have the best options at InfoWarsStore.com. Gravity-fed water filters. By the way, I've got two of them in my house at InfoWarsStore.com. I don't even cook. I don't even boil water to cook pasta or stuff with. I always use the water with the water filters from InfoWarsStore.com. So please filter your water. And look, we have the best at the best price, but even if you don't want to get them from us, just please filter your water. Don't drink the poisoned tap water. And it's not just the fluoride they put in it. There's all kinds of crap that runs off, and the glyphosates and everything else, the stuff they spray in the air. Get yourself a water filter. Please filter your water. InfoWarsStore.com. We've got the best options. Gravity fed at the best price. Emergency food supplies. Emergency food supplies. In fact, I'll tell you the most dangerous thing about Joe Biden right now. And this is kind of where I'm at, because I get asked a lot, well, who are the Democrats going to run, right? It can't be Joe Biden. Well, I still think it's Joe Biden right now. Now, remember, there's going to be a lot that happens between now and November. A lot that happens in the next 268 days before the presidential election. So who knows what's going to happen. But right now it's Joe Biden as far as we know. Now, the most dangerous thing about Joe Biden is that now the deep state and the Democrats view him as a lame duck president. So they will commit atrocities. They will crash economies. They'll open the border. They'll start multiple wars, all in the name of Joe Biden, because it doesn't do anything to his reputation. It's already destroyed. It doesn't do anything to his legacy. It's already destroyed. It doesn't hurt this administration because it's lame duck. They're not coming back. So that's the biggest danger of Joe Biden, that him being viewed as a lame duck president means we're going to go through all kinds of hell. Joe Biden will get blamed for it. And everybody will just blame Joe Biden, still not understanding the deep state or the powers and the players that control him. So you might want to get some emergency storable food. This is definitely the next 268 days of Joe Biden's presidency are the most probably volatile, dangerous times in our lives, potentially. I mean, we've got sheriffs that broke from a meeting with Christopher Wray last week, and they came out and made public statements saying Christopher Wray has told us that this is the highest terror level, higher than 9/11, because of the open border.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized. The venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Consider him, and it's kind of odd that the AI come in and kind of prove what David Icke was saying by literally trying to kind of not necessarily win the audience over, but kind of doing that soft sell where we still have to do it, we can't be left behind, you know. And like I said, I always appreciated how you were like 50-50 on Musk, but I would like to kind of defend Alex a little bit and say that he's kind of like a football coach. The team is doing really well right now. And even if the NFL is rigged, if there's one legitimate coach trying to make a change and he's seeing that change be made, you know, we want to give kudos where kudos is due, right?
Yeah, and you know, my big issue, I'd say right now, I'm, for people that don't know, Dominic is talking about, I have a approval rating for Elon Musk that's kind of an ongoing thing we do every day here. I do it on the War Room every once in a while when we cover Musk-related news. And my approval rating had been at 50%. Now I'd say it's at 51% probably. So 51% approve, 49% disapprove. But I think what ends up happening, and I noticed this a lot after that interview, people go back and they find old Musk statements and things Musk said and here or there. And I'm like, well, look, people can change. You could go back and find some commentary and some content I created. I mean, I don't know. It's probably all wiped off YouTube. It might be censored into oblivion. But when I was in my early 20s and doing stuff on air, I was actually anti-gun. I had a lot of kind of what you might call leftist beliefs back in the day. So if somebody goes back and finds that and says, oh, look, here's Schroyer doing a segment when he's 20 years old. I'm 34 now. Here's Schroyer, 20 years old, fresh out of college, and he's saying he's anti-gun. He's saying he's pro-gun control. Well, yeah, I was wrong. I had a wrong opinion. I was indoctrinated in college. I didn't understand the full issue. So if somebody goes back and pulls that, does that then prove that I'm a fraud or that I'm anti-gun or people shouldn't listen to me? People can change their minds over time. My big concern is, and you can say, well, it has to be done, but I have a immediate response of negativity to anybody that tests on animals. I mean, to me, when you do testing on animals that ends up torturing and killing them or what have you, that's where I kind of get my lip curls a little bit over that, and Musk companies have done that.
Hey, and I can understand that, too. I'm right with you there. I'd like to, you know, support Musk more, and, you know, I totally agree with you with your previous statement. My big issue is that, you know, when Musk is gone, who will his AI or his product be in the hands of, and over time will that, you know, you just don't know. There's too many corrupted power structures. They're going to get their hands on it. I read somewhere today that Sony recently acquired Michael Jackson's, you know, some of his music, and, you know, he's probably rolling over in his grave over it, you know?
Yeah, well, I think there's a lot of stuff Michael Jackson's probably rolling over in his grave with.
Yeah,
but that's a different story.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. But, you know, just saying that, you know, something that is good could be put in the hands of somebody very bad, especially, you know, Musk isn't, you know, unless he digitizes himself, it's not like he'll be immortal to be able to make sure that.
Well, I think, you know, Musk probably does plan on that. I would say Musk probably does plan on at least some way, shape, or form himself living forever, not maybe in a physical sense.
But kind of like Alfred being uploaded into the Bat computer and those
little
Batman.
You know, something like that. And he's not the only one either. And Dominic, I thank you for the call. There's plenty of people that believe that. It's been around for decades, that belief, or even that. I mean, people are trying to do it. Ray Kurzweil is very public about it at Google. So, you know, another part of me says, you look at that class of tech billionaires, and Elon is the closest to us politically and culturally.
So why shouldn't we embrace this? Because if we end up becoming these purists that push away anybody that ever wants to maybe put on our uniform, even if it is for just a play or two, and we just push them all away, then we're not going to have anybody on our team. You know, we're going to have no depth chart, and we're going to be lacking personnel that has that type of influence. And then the other debate is whether it's Elon Musk or whether it's Microsoft or Google or any of these other companies, it's all inevitable. This is an inevitable technology as I see it, whether it's AI or whether it's brain chips or all this other stuff, and it can be used for good, it can be used for bad. When a hammer was invented, somebody could have said, hey, you can bash someone over the head with that hammer and kill them. We shouldn't invent that hammer. But obviously the hammer is a tool that most people, if not all people, have in their house for practical purposes. So that might be a mundane comparison, but still, the point is that technology is technology. Whether it's used for good or bad is up to who's ever using it. But I understand the concerns, because we're talking about the human existence potentially with this technology. I mean, it's on the level of a nuclear bomb, say. All right, let's go to Bert in FEMA Region 9. Bert, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Hey, Owen, I got a question for you before we get started. Hey, my point, if you saw, is that David Icke is right, and that means I'll be talking about Elon Musk and all that stuff. But, hey, while you were in the clink, did you get a chance to read and memorize the Bible?
Certainly not memorize, but I did read it.
Yeah, I know. That's when most people, you're a religious man. That's totally cool. This is prophetic, the stuff I'm about to say. So, Elon Musk is a globalist, and one of the things that comes clear in the book of Revelation is that the globalists are going to destroy the deep state. We all know they're going down. Alex says it all the time. I know you believe it, and there's a lot of complications that go with it. But if he's a globalist, and the globalists are going to destroy the deep state, then guess what? They're going to do it for the Antichrist. That's how it all connects, right? And if Elon Musk is trying to bring in Alex Jones and InfoWars into what? Something that Alex wants to do. Yeah, see the deep state go down. But imagine doing that for the Antichrist. Now, I can describe exactly why this is true, but I want to point the audience to a video at a website called nuclear911.com. Very easy to remember. A one-hour video that describes the prophetic origin of all this, what's happening right now in this year. Crazy stuff is going down, and it will lead to the destruction of the deep state. Not immediately, but hey, in 2024, I'll tell you what's coming: the death of Biden, the cancellation of the election, a massive coup, a false flag war. And this all starts at the end of the year. A massive coup, false flag, war with Iran, and a three-way civil war inside the U.S. Everything's going down. Now, the government will then be headed up by a bunch of folks, and guys like Elon Musk are part of it, and they're going after the deep state. As I say, what comes after that is worse. It's the Antichrist. So they're killing the deep state to create a power vacuum for the Antichrist. And you go, hey, does that sound like a fun thing? You go, might sound like fun bringing the deep state down, but what comes after is not good. And that's what this is all about. That's
I would tend to disagree with you, because I don't think the globalists necessarily want to bring down the deep state. I think they work hand in hand with the deep state, the corporate world government, that is, and they might be two separate entities. But I mean, even politically, Elon Musk is not really involved in much. I think the only way the deep state is brought down is politically. Otherwise, the deep state will live forever. I mean, I got 30 seconds, but how do you see the deep state being ended? By Musk or anybody?
Musk is the disclosure, right? I hate to say, this is Q on steroids. X is Q version 2. All the data's coming out. And then, this mass uprising against the deep state with pieces of the government on our side.
So you think Musk is going to release what, like internal messages or something?
Yeah, the whole tranche, the whole archive is coming out. You know,
well,
as
we'll see
Twitter.
If that happens. Hasn't happened yet. All right, thanks for the call.
You know, I sit up here and I yell and scream about the New World Order and the globalists. They're planning to get rid of the borders and release a virus and have a global power grab. And you saw it all come true. But there's a inverse of that. There's not just the bad stuff I'm telling you about. There's the good stuff I'm telling you about. And just like our information is the best you're going to find out there, our supplements are amazing. So our new special in the last half of January 2024 is here. It's Real Red Pill Plus and DNA Force Plus, both 50% off. We're calling it the Supercharged Special. You can get either one of these great items at 40% off individually or together for 50% off. Now, the time we have left, I can't tell you why they're so great and what they do for your body. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, look at the ingredients and investigate it, and then get them. It supports the InfoWar, and it'll change your life. Take advantage now, InfoWarsStore.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, this has been fun taking your calls. We're going to continue to take them the rest of the way. We got a lot of people now wanting to call in on Biden, and we'll talk about that. You know, one thing, though, with the Musk artificial intelligence, Neuralink transhumanism discussion, I think there's an important context to have with that. And that context would be, we really don't even know our own history. I mean, we really don't even know our own human history. Most of our own history, going back to ancient Egypt and the megaliths that are in South America, I mean, even civilizations here in the United States of America. But, I mean, we're talking about technology that we can't comprehend or understand.
We're talking about abilities and capabilities that we can't comprehend or understand. So it's almost like we're going back into the unknown. But I'm just waxing here. Let's go back to the phone lines, though. And let's go to Jefferson in Virginia. Jefferson, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, happy Sunday, Owen.
Thank you. So, there's just something going on today, some special Sunday, I think.
Yeah, for some people it's special. But I don't think Joe Biden's going to make it past June. I think his political capital will be used up when he signs us on to the World Health Organization pandemic treaty and we lose all our sovereignty. And that's when they'll cut him loose and say, okay, he's the bad guy for doing that. We can't undo it. So we'll 25th Amendment him out of office, and then he can stand trial if HER wants to prosecute him at that point. And then there'll be a mental competency test hearing, which is a standard procedure legally. Nobody in the legal profession has called in the radio and said, you know, when you have an older person that's on the stand or might be on the stand, you generally have a mental competency hearing before the jury is even sat.
Sure. Well, if he's going to be a witness.
I've never heard of that.
I've never heard of that being a defense necessarily. I mean, you did commit the crime. You committed the crime. I mean, the judge might take it easy on you if you don't remember it or something. But it's not like, I mean, for a witness, yes. But for a defendant, I feel like that's really more of a, hey, take it easy on my client, not a, hey, my client can't be charged.
Yeah, even the prosecutor can ask for a mental competency hearing. So basically, you go through the hearing and the judge says, well, he's borderline. I'm going to have to instruct the jury that if he does get up and testify, we've already had a mental competency hearing before you were ever sat as the jury, and I can give you instructions on how you're supposed to deal with that. But HER is basically punking us by saying that the jury would find him a sympathetic witness in his own case and never convict him.
Well, let me retort that point real quick, because, you know, I was not necessarily shocked at the report, but again, it's just this reminder of, oh, Joe Biden is above the law, and you feel like HER is just now a part of it. But, you know, I listened to a lot of responses to this over the weekend, specifically from people that have experience, not just in law enforcement, but the Department of Justice. So specifically people who have worked in the Department of Justice who have experience there. And some of them are saying, look, by HER doing this, they think this is HER kind of flipping the bird at the Department of Justice. They think HER came in here and said, all right, you know, here's what I found. Can I charge this guy? Are you guys going to charge this guy? And when Merrick Garland and the rest of them said, no, we're not going to charge him, basically he flipped him the bird by saying, okay, fine, I just did all this work and you're not even going to charge him? Then guess what? I'm going to go ahead and let the world know that Joe Biden is incompetent and poops his pants every day. So some takes from inside the DOJ, or formerly from the DOJ, they think this is HER kind of flipping the bird at the DOJ saying, hey, F you, you're not going to charge this guy.
Yeah, he's playing both sides, and he's pointing out that there's a inconsistency in the two-tier justice system. He's doing everything he can to basically throw mud at the whole system because he's not allowed to do what he is supposed to be able to do. But, you know, it'll be interesting to see if he makes it past June and whether they 25th Amendment him or not.
Well,
but
we'll see if this call ends up being Nostradamus. We'll certainly have to replay it if any of this ends up happening, and then have you look into the crystal ball for the next moves. Jefferson, thanks for the call. Let's go to Bart in Wisconsin. Bart, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi. You know, I think it's just amazing how similar to ancient Rome, you know, we're going through right now, and I don't know what's going to happen exactly, but it's got to be some sort of war, I bet. Anyway, I think what everyone's underestimating is the power of the media. You know, it's just over the top. And if you notice, the propaganda is just so built into the writing of the news. You know, like they always say Iranian-backed militias or whatever. How do they know exactly that they're Iranian backed? You know, like can they prove it before they say something like that? You know.
Yeah, and they don't have to. And that's a good point you make. But speaking of propaganda, I wonder. I don't know if I'm going to catch any of the Super Bowl tonight, but I do wonder what kind of propaganda is going to be laid in the Super Bowl. I know that there's going to be a ton of pro-Israel propaganda in the Super Bowl ads. I mean, they're probably going to spend tens of millions of dollars to tell you how important it is to support Israel aside from that, I'd be curious to see what other propaganda. But I that's the one I'm certainly expecting.
Yeah. No, I think it's out of control. And the only way to beat the deep state is to somehow obtain one of those giant media companies. And I don't know if that takes a good guy.
Well, Musk has done that. So now you're kind of feeding into the other caller who thinks that's what Musk is going to do.
Yeah. Maybe it's a hope. Anyway, thanks for taking my call.
All right, Bart, thank you for calling. Let's go to Jim in Texas. Jim, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen.
Howdy.
Just got the foundational energy in. Holy cow. Take all your other products. X2 is the best, but MMO, that makes a difference.
This is a new product from InfoWarsStore.com, so I'm guessing that means that this is your first time trying it out, and you're giving it a positive review here.
Oh, it's very positive. And it says take three. I only take one.
So just one. You just take one of the recommended three, and you're still feeling it. Foundational Energy, InfoWarsStore.com. Jim gives it a rave review. There it is right there.
And one more thing. I wore my new Snake 1776 shirt to the store today, and half a dozen people hit me up. Wow, that is a badass shirt. So.
Well, there's no doubt culturally I think that we're winning. I mean, it takes kind of a test like that, Jim, to figure out exactly, you know, where we're at. But, yeah, no doubt about it. If you go out wearing an InfoWars shirt or a pro-America shirt or something like that or a pro-Trump shirt, I mean, that's kind of the one litmus test that you can find, unless you just want to go out and just be confrontational and just see what people feel or think. I mean, you can go sit down to a bar and, you know, ask people around who they're voting for, and they'll probably tell you. But, yeah, there's no doubt you wear an InfoWars shirt. That's one. Test of the system. You wear a Trump hat. That's another test. Yeah, Jim. I appreciate that plug, Jim. Thank you so much for calling. Yeah, I'll tell you. I wear. I got this Trump hat. It's a little subtle, but it's this one from his website. It just says Trump very plain across the front with an American flag on the side. Kind of a classy one. I wear it to the gym every once in a while. Nothing but positive comments. Nothing but positive comments. So, I mean, look, you want to get. Well, let's just say Trump's popular with nice-looking ladies, okay? Let's just go ahead and put it like that. So if you're a young guy out there and you're looking for kind of a little edge in that field, you know, yeah, of course, the liberal women are going to look at you and, you know, well, they'll probably like you too, actually. They'll probably like you too. But nonetheless, that's definitely a good test to see how popular it really is and to see how much we're really winning hearts and minds. Does it translate to the ballot box? Well, that's a whole other debate, I suppose. But it's definitely out there. But that's why they want you to be afraid to show public support for InfoWars or public support for Trump, so that you don't realize that you're winning. It's not like walking around in, you know, Dallas, Texas after the Cowboys win the Super Bowl. You see cowboy hats everywhere. Well, that's what it would be like if we weren't intimidated out of it. Hey, thank you for that InfoWarsStore.com plug, Jim. Really appreciate that. InfoWarsStore.com, it's your support there that keeps us on the air.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The second American Revolution is happening now, right in front of you. And you're tuned in to InfoWars because you're either looking for the truth or you're already a patriot. I'm asking you now to realize we are at the fulcrum, the crossroads in the fight for human destiny and human future. Please spread the word about the broadcast. Please buy great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And please pray for the transmission. Without you, we're going to fail. But if you simply take action and spread the word and pray for the broadcast and buy the products, you will continue to aid us together in our victory against these tyrants. But now is the time to make the decision. I know there's millions of forms of media out there and all this BS, and the globalists hope you get lost in all of it. But notice the globalists, the New World Order, are coming after us because they realize we've got their number. Think about it. InfoWars is the tip of the spear. Do you want to support the tip of the spear? That decision is up to you. Please support us now at InfoWars Store.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer. If you
take life, you taking your calls on what was an epic week, wasn't it? We covered all the craziness. We are going to re-air the Alex Jones, David Icke, and then Elon Musk impersonator or AI bot, whatever it is, in the Sunday Night Live transmission tonight. But we're talking about that. We're talking about the Trump Supreme Court case. We're talking about Biden and the special counsel. We're talking about Tucker and Putin. It's all on the board. It's all on the board. And we continue on. And let's go to Ben in South Dakota. Ben, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good to talk to you, Owen.
Thanks for calling.
Glad to hear your voice. Just wanted to plug real quick, actually. If you're a veteran out there and you're suffering from body aches like I am, you guys need to get some turmeric. The Body Ease is on sale, 40% off.
That's also, right, back in stock and on sale.
Oh, back in stock and on sale. X2 will brighten your day up. As a veteran, when my PTSD kicks in, I know that I can rely on it. And then one more, the Nitric Boost. It is amazing. So
love to hear that. Is that how you take care of all those kids, Ben?
That's all eight of them. That's correct.
Okay. That makes sense. You got eight kids. You're going to need nitric boost. It's the only way to keep going. All right.
Well, bodies too. I'm not as young as I used to be, and they're still, you know, they're still growing. So.
Okay.
One more thing I'd like to wish Alex a happy birthday. If all you InfoWarriors go out there and buy him a gift, get yourself something from the InfoWars store, celebrate his birthday, give him a gift of being financially secure and keeping the InfoWars rolling on.
Appreciate that.
Thank you for all you do. Happy birthday, Alex.
There you go. Clean in, clean out. Thank you, Ben. All right, let's go to Marcus in Idaho. Marcus, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Owen. You are a great guy. I'm so glad that you're out of that prison system. My God.
You and me both.
So, hey, I want to ask if you know an answer to me for a question that I've been asking people for a while. How do all of these newly arrived illegals that are supposedly financial asylum seekers that have nothing all of a sudden come here and buy new used vehicles across the board? They've got them, and the working poor can't afford them.
Well, let me start by saying most of them are lying about whatever financial status to get asylum, and the asylum status has been basically left wide open for anybody to get it, and they're coached by lawyers on how to say the right things and fill out the right paperwork in order to get the asylum. So most of it is based on fraud, but can you be more detailed? I mean, what are you seeing? I mean, I got hit by an illegal immigrant. I got hit by an illegal immigrant. It was hit and run. The police told me to leave him alone, but it wasn't a nice car. So, what exactly are you talking about?
You know, they're working in construction. They've got over here in Idaho and right next to Jackson Hole, they're working drywall. They're working in all of these trades that basically, you know, of course they pull down maybe $3,000 or $4,000 a month, but they're still paying $1,000 to $2,000 a month for a crappy room inside of a leaking trailer, which sewage backs
well,
up.
Well, look, I mean, there's ways to get nice cars. People usually overextend themselves on cars all the time. They could have a bunch of roommates, so I don't know. There might be a story there. But look, we know they're getting free health care. We know they're now getting first-time homebuyer status as well, so they get those advantages. Look, they've been taught how to game the system by these tens of millions of dollars worth of lawyers that are paid for by the U.S. government, by the U.S. taxpayer, that are cooked into all these bills. So, yeah, they know how to take advantage of the whole system. If that ends up them getting a car, then that's just part of the whole process. But, yeah, the whole thing is screwed up. The Democrats care more about illegal immigrants than they do of the American people, and they say as much. That's not even a debate. They admit it. Let's go to Ryan in Arizona. Ryan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. Thanks for everything. I wanted to talk about Biden as the VP not allowed to grab documents. But first, I was curious if your red outfit is for Valentine's, for love, or red anger for Republican anger. Which one?
Or who knows? Maybe maybe I got a dog in the Super Bowl coming up here.
Got it.
I'm gonna leave that one up for interpretation. It could be any of them.
I got it. No, I'm actually going to the Philippines. I'm getting married. I've been engaged for 3 years, and she got denied by the USCIS while illegals pour through, and we are livid. And I just want you all to know, before I get into Biden, they love you all. They actually know the truth in another country because of you. And I buy your products for them. They've lost family members to cancer, and now they're doing much better. So thank you so much for saving lives. But I wanted to call about Biden as the vice president not allowed to do what he's done, and Trump as president allowed to do what he's done. And not to get too into details, but more outside the box of this, it's like it's clear as freaking day. I mean, every single person in the whole world knows, just like the wars, there's wars now, there wasn't with Trump, just Putin's words. The prices, his commercial during the Super Bowl, how it's because of the containers small. I mean, it's just, my point is, it's crystal clear, and I'm nervous of, like, they've got something else. First of all, I'm nervous they've got something else, like either nuclear or UFO for the election. And then even if Trump wins, okay, I'm still nervous. The evil's not gone. Like, I think the media, as we're all talking about, Rockefeller, Rothschild, Gates, Soros, whatever you want to call it, there's still this evil power, and it's just...
No, I actually agree. My foresight tells me Trump is going to win, and we'll get 4 years to kind of maybe at least get a breath of air before the globalists drown us out. And so I think their big plans are for 2028. I really do. I think they're gonna ride Biden out like a lame duck president and just commit all types of dirty deeds in his name. The damage done to his name, his reputation is irrelevant. And so I think we'll get 4 years of Trump and we'll get a little economic boost, you know, we'll get a little patriotic boost, we'll get a little breath of air here before the globalists hold us down for decades. But that's kind of where I see things right now. Ryan, thank you for the call. Now, I hadn't heard about this Super Bowl ad, but I guess we already have a story up at Infowars.com. Biden blames companies for shrinkflation in awkward Super Bowl promo. So did he just put up like a promo video, or is that actually running during the Super Bowl? I don't know. I guess this is Joe Biden addressing the fact that your Super Bowl party probably costs more this year. A bag of chips costs more. You know, a can of dip, whatever. Everything costs more under Biden, or you're paying the same and you're getting less. That's Bidenflation. So he blames the companies. Of course he does. But he won't do the post-Super Bowl interview, which normally you would do, especially in an election year, because all the eyes are going to be on that, CBS this year. So all the eyes are going to be on CBS when the game ends at 9 o'clock Central or whatever. And then, oh, boom, there's the presidential interview. A lot of people hold over. You'll get like 20, 40 million viewers. Biden didn't want to do that because he's mentally unfit and can't do it. So that's what you get there. Let's go to Bryce in Missouri. Bryce, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alan. I just wanted to call in about the interview the other day with Alex and David Icke and everybody. You know, the Putin interview was pretty good. Not really, but I don't know about you, but I think that beats that any day. It was super entertaining. And the Elon Musk...
Well, look, we had a choice. We had a choice. Are we going to air Tucker Putin, or are we going to air Alex Jones and David Icke with, you know, Elon Musk burner or AI or impersonator? And we chose, we're going to re-air that. So if people are tuning in, they're saying, what is this? They keep talking about Elon Musk or David Icke and Jones. Like, what are they talking about? We're airing that in an hour and 5 minutes right here at Band.video. So we're going to re-air the whole thing.
Yeah, it's really good. Man, that's really memorable. But as far as the impersonator or whoever it is, I think it was really Elon Musk. I don't think he's got the balls to, you know, come on as himself and talk about it, but I think he's listening all the time, and I think he should stop being such a dork about it and just do an interview with Alex. You know, it would be epic.
Well, he did do a Spaces with Alex. Look, I mean, that was a fun time in studio, because we were already really anticipating the David Icke Alex Jones interview. Like, that was already a high anticipation event, and then the Musk burner or Musk's impersonator or doppelganger or AI. I mean, I don't want to get too deep into it, but I mean, well, there's all kinds of theories about that account, and I was curious enough to even study it a little bit over the weekend. I don't see how it could possibly be Elon Musk, simply because of all the activity that's going on there and then all the stuff that Musk is doing, because you can kind of look and see, like, well, here's Musk, and then here's his account doing a bunch of stuff. I might be leaning towards it might be Elon Musk AI.
Elon Musk is definitely commenting on his post. So, take it easy.
All right, Bryce. Well, hey, you know what? You can be the judge yourself, because we're going to air the whole thing in an hour. So it's either the greatest Elon Musk impersonator of all time, or Elon Musk's burner phone, or doppelganger, or an Elon Musk AI system.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.